right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CanCast episode number 220. I am GBD, and I am here in Tokyo, Japan, and we have Wombat coming to you live from Long Island.
I can tell you what the numbers mean.
What do the numbers mean?
They mean one, two...
I don't even know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about... I don't hear it now, but you might, if you listen closely, you can hear my daughter screaming for mommy in the background.
Oh, awesome. Everybody will enjoy that.
I think that's what everybody wants.
Shipwreck, anybody yelling in the background over at the Shipwreck Mansion?
No yelling. Occasionally I hear pops out of our fireplace because we have a fire going.
Of course. Only one fireplace at the Shipwreck Mansion?
Yes, currently.
Oh. Well, how many? You have like three being installed currently in the annex, right?
We're thinking about putting one upstairs, but not yet.
One by the indoor pool?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course. Well, it's heated indoor pool, so you don't... The fire's just really for effect.
Right.
We bought a new car.
You did?
Yeah. Wombat bought one last week, so I felt like I needed to one-up him somehow. And we weren't in the market for a toilet, so...
Right. So what kind of car did you get?
Nah, I went with a Subaru Outback. So
I enjoy their steakhouse.
I actually laughed at that joke.
Thank you.
I don't know. It's worse.
That I said it or that you laughed at it?
Yeah.
That is like a sport utility vehicle or something? I don't know what that is.
It's like a sport utility wagon.
Wagon, right. I knew that.
Yeah.
Similar in size. Yours is still bigger than mine.
As always, yes.
Yes. I don't get it.
Just ask all the ladies.
No, it's a bigger car. Yeah. Yours is more of a hatchback, whereas mine's more of the full-size wagon type thing. But the whole reason is because my Hyundai died, and I needed a new car then.
Wombat, you just bought a Hyundai.
I did get a Hyundai.
Hmm. What do you do when a car dies? What happens?
It just sits there. Like I was driving down the highway and then it started making a really loud noise and I got it barely to the dealership and then they tried to turn it on the next morning and it was no go. It was dead.
Oh, so then what happens? They just throw it out for you and
no, I've got to go deal with that still. We're gonna give it away to Vietnam vets because you can just donate it even if it's not working.
I heard they're really big fans of cars that don't start.
They are. I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty, so I figured I'd do my part.
And the ones that have lost their mind, they just like to keep it in the driveway, right, and sit in it.
Right.
They don't need to go. They can just make the noises. Vroom, vroom.
Speaking of noises, for those playing at home, my daughter has gone from screaming mommy to going, woo, like Ric Flair.
Like Ric Flair?
Yes.
The Nature Boy.
Woo.
Anyway, I didn't buy a car, but I bought a car game. Does that count as a car?
Yeah, sure. Why not? It has cars in it.
Right. Need
for Speed Burnout.
You might as well call it that, actually, because that's basically what it is. So, all right. Well, we'll talk about that later. There's a lot of new releases, and I think I bought all of them, basically. So we can talk about that. I think we should go right into the show feedback from last week and get this party started.
I am so excited. Velo214 says, I love how Shipwreck says we should talk about games, and then they talk for 5 minutes about peeing in the shower. That's the end of it. That's the last we're going to talk about peeing in the shower.
We are?
He also goes on to say, I pee in the shower, but the worst thing is when I take a shower with my girl and the urge to pee comes on. I have to get her all soaked up and turn her around and take a secret undercover piss. Oh my God, that's so gross. I'm sorry.
You can really do like a stealth piss. I think that if, even though we have...
So wait. So you pee in the shower with your significant other in the shower too?
You think we take a shower together? What do you think? We have some sort of like steamy relationship going on here?
You're mutual acquaintances at this point?
Right. I mean, I'm lucky if I see her naked once in a while. No, I'm just kidding. But I do notice that when myself, I don't know about other men, but when I pee in the shower and the water is going on, I mean, you can't really tell. Like, I wonder if, even if my wife was looking at me through the glass shower door while I was doing it, if she could even notice. She'd have to really be looking closely, I think. It's hard to tell. So no fear, everybody. No fear. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Just go for it. Go for it. I feel that it cleans the floor of the shower somehow.
I don't care. I'm
nothing cleans like urine power.
We're done. We're done talking about it. I actually stopped listening.
There was a guy on the Howard Stern show, and he used to come on, and he would wear a t-shirt that said, "You're in good health." Get like, you're in good health. And he would drink he would drink his own urine. He thought it was good for him. I don't know where I was going with that.
Once when I was in college, I woke up from a night of, you know, nighttime, and I opened the fridge and there was a Gatorade in there, and I opened it up and I went to take a drink, and one of my roommates was storing his own pee in Gatorade bottles in the fridge.
Because he was had a drug test coming up or something?
I have no idea. It was he said he thought it because he thought it was funny. That's why he did it. And I opened it and I took it, and the smell hit me, and I threw up.
Did you throw up?
Yeah.
Oh my god! You should have. You know what? You should have kept that in a bottle, and you could have.
Exactly.
You know what? You should have put it in a bowl and then kept it in the fridge, and then when your roommate went to get some oatmeal, he would throw up.
Then everybody wins.
You could have a whole chain of vomiting over time.
I would rather not.
And bottling it and seeing what kind of food you could pass it off as. Has anyone in the audience not thrown up yet, by the way?
Okay, so Yo Baker says, "Great CAGcast. I always thought Cheapy was going overboard with the whole Wombat's always wrong joke, but damn, Wombat, this is your worst showing since Wombat's Bad Fact Day. I still like when you're wrong, Wombat. It's always hilarious." Yeah, I was wrong a lot last week, and by a lot, I think twice. But, you know.
The best thing about Wombat is he says things like he knows them. So you just, he says it like pretty confidently. So you're like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But you have to keep in mind that he probably doesn't know what he's talking about. It's okay.
That's only like 60% of the time.
60, okay. Well, what's the other 40%?
I think he just lied about that number. I think you're wrong about that number.
I think so too.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think I'm in 60%.
Okay. What else we got?
Huffer still says, "Note to Wombat and other podcast broadcasters, there's nothing more shack-fooing annoying than when you call your own shack-fooing segue. It's not funny, and no one in the real world talks like that. Everyone is well aware of your awkward and unfunny addition to the conversation. Other than that, I love you guys and the CAGcast." And I think that's a perfect segue to get into the new video game releases.
I didn't see that coming down the street in a yellow cab.
You see what I did? That was a segue.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I thought so.
Well, there are a lot of new releases this week, and even better, a lot of good ones. So let's do it.
All right. This is like the last really huge week before the holidays. So we have for PS3, 360, and I don't know, maybe PC? No, just 360 and PS3. It looks like Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, which is probably the worst marketed game in the history of games.
Why do you say that?
I'm a big Assassin's Creed fan, and I had no idea what this game was until the week it came out. Oh. I knew it was Assassin's Creed. No. But they did such a big push on the multiplayer aspects that they forgot to mention that this was a sequel to the last game.
Right, a very long single player experience from what I've read.
Right, I had no idea.
It's supposedly like a billion hours long. Right. Literally a billion.
I bought it and I have it. And I've played it, so I can talk about it. That's how this thing works.
Well, you tell me about this game that I don't have.
Well, I've actually spent most of the time playing the multiplayer, because I figured the single player is pretty much similar to the last one. And I started the single player, and yeah, it is similar to the last one so far, and it's very good, obviously. But the multiplayer is really interesting. And Wombat, I know that you played this at E3, and I remember we talked about it, and I remember watching you play it and thinking, wow, this is very different and unique, and I would like to buy this game when it comes out. Well, Wombat, why don't you explain how the multiplayer works? Do you remember?
Well, it's basically like a single person deathmatch, no team oriented thing. But
they have team stuff too. They have team modes too.
Well, what I played was just one person.
Yeah,
and you're assigned to only go after one other player in the game. You have a specific target as an assassin, and that's another
one player at a time.
Oh yeah, one player at a time, and it's another person in the game, you know, being played by another human, and someone else, another human being out there in the world has you as a target. So not only are you trying to assassinate someone without being seen, you're trying to not get assassinated by the person that's trying to get you, and you don't know who's trying to get you.
And sometimes it's more than one person trying to get you at the
same
time.
More than one people?
Yes.
So, and it's actually really, I thought it was really cool at E3 and different and, like you said, unique and fun. And I was relatively decent at it on the floor, on the show floor.
Yeah, I actually won the first round that I played in. I was like kicking major ass, but that, I think that was sort of a fluke. But what makes it interesting, and it's sort of what makes this really unique, is you have to choose your character from maybe like one of a dozen different character models. And if you've played Assassin's Creed or any open world single player game, you know that very often you'll see a lot of the same character models walking around the game world. And this multiplayer mode is no different. In fact, it relies upon that mechanic. So you're playing as a certain character. Let's say you're playing as the priest. There's other priests walking around the game world too that are controlled by the computer. So basically, while you're walking around, you want to come across like you're just another computer-controlled character. Because if you start running around and climbing up the buildings and people see you, they're going to know that that's controlled by a real person and maybe that's the guy I need to go after. So it's really different than anything else that's out there, and that it's not really like a twitch-based action game, even though you're killing people. It's sort of, I don't even know how, what it's like, there's some strategy involved, there's a little bit of like mind games involved. It's very tense, the way that, you know, you're looking around you to see like, hey, is that person following me? Do they know me? It's really cool. And the way that you track down your target is there's a little map on the bottom, a little compass on the bottom that points you in the right direction, and it gets bigger as it fills in as you get closer to your target. But it never actually tells you who your target is. It doesn't put a marker over their head or anything like that. It just puts you in the general direction. So you have to keep your eye out, and a good strategy that is if you're playing as a priest, if you're walking around in a group of other priests, it's going to be very difficult for your opponent to come kill you, because they could kill the wrong person, and if they kill the wrong person, they lose you as a target, and then they get assigned somebody else. It's really interesting, and I'm up to maybe level 12 right now. As your character levels up, they unlock new abilities and perks and, you know, kill streak things, very similar to, you know, more conventional multiplayer games. But I don't know.
Is there a way when somebody's coming after you, like if you turn around and see them, can you counter that, or do you just have to run away?
For the most part, you're going to want to run away. There is a counter. You can stun them, but it's sort of random and if you're able to do that or not. I'm not really sure how that comes about. Like, you have to wait for the B button to appear over their head, the red. And it's set, even in like the little help screens that pop up, it says, don't rely upon the stun, you know, too often. It's not really effective. So you're really just supposed to run away. And as you run away, you know, you can hide in like the haystacks, and there's doors you can run through that'll close behind you automatically. So your pursuer will have to go around. It's really intense and it's really different. And I think people should check it out if they're looking for something else, you know, than just, you know, Call of Duty or more first person shooters.
I'm really looking forward to playing the single player version mostly. I have it they sent it to me on PS3.
Okay.
Which I guess you have, there's some extra exclusive missions on the PS3 version.
I read, what was it? Kotaku's little thing about that. They said they were sort of the weakest part of the game, those bonus missions.
Sure, but it's a bonus. It's if free. You want to get that. It does take, I think it's 4 gigs of install. It took about 10 minutes for it to install onto the hard drive before I could do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time that was over, I had to record this show. So
right, excellent. How'd the install process go?
Horrible, actually. It's just a static white screen with an Assassin's Creed logo on it, and then a bar that shows you your progress and the little loading symbol from Assassin's Creed. That's what it does for 10 minutes.
Right. Well, as far as the single player goes, it seems very similar to the last one. The additions that I've noticed so far is that they've added some more moves in combat. Like you can kick people now, like out of the way. And it seems like you may be a little more powerful in combat situations. You don't have to just rely upon, you know, sneaking up on people and assassinating them. But so far, so good. Thumbs up for me.
All right. Also coming out this week is the Harry Potter game that goes along with the Deathly Hallows movie that's coming out.
You still haven't seen a Harry Potter movie?
Who, me?
You, yeah.
No, I haven't seen the new one. I've seen all the ones that have been
out. I thought you hadn't seen any of them.
I had not seen any of them until Lego Harry Potter came out, and then we watched.
But it was recent. I'm not a crazy person here.
No, I had read about half of the books before, but I hadn't seen the movies until, I don't know, earlier this summer, I guess, whenever that game came out. So,
gotcha.
Looking forward to the movie. I don't know about the game so much.
The game's supposed to be like a third-person action. I read the Kotaku review, and I didn't read it, but I skimmed it. Basically, they said they tried to make like a Gears of War type game. You know, there's a cover system, and you're shooting, third-person shooting, and they didn't like it very much.
Well, I talked about Mario versus Donkey Kong Miniland Mayhem last week. That came out on Sunday. And that's an excellent game. I just haven't had time to write up the review, but I played through that. That's really, really good. And then this coming Sunday, Donkey Kong Country Returns comes out for Wii. And
you don't have that yet?
In as well. No, I have
you
it.
Do?
I do have it.
Oh, okay.
I got it yesterday, and I haven't had a chance to try it out yet. But I did try it out at E3, and it's a lot like Donkey Kong Country that you remember. It's pretty difficult. But I will talk about that more in the next show. I know I also got in Need for Speed Hot Pursuit today, and I know, Cheapy, you have that, and you've been playing that.
I've been playing it a lot. First of all, Ty loves it. Every morning he wakes up, I want to play the police car game. Let's play the police car game. And we sit there on the couch for an hour and we play it. And it is, you know, it's made by Criterion, who made Burnout. And it is very similar to Burnout in almost every way. You're taking out cars and you get that cool cinematic when you do so. The heart of the game is the career mode that you can play as a racer, like an illegal street racer or a police officer. And you can switch back and forth from both careers at any time. And I guess you're encouraged to do so. And they, you know, you sort of level up separately and unlock new cars and equipment as you go through the game. There's a lot of different types of races that you do. Like as a cop, there'll be a mode, the hot pursuit mode is where you, I think the hot pursuit mode is where you, there's a race going on, an illegal street race. And you're dispatched to take out all the racers, and taking out the racers means...
You two talk so much yourself, I will be back in a moment.
All right.
Yes.
And, you know, you take them out and you smash into them and knock them off the side of the road. It's pretty funny. You're playing it as a police officer, and you are smashing cars so hard that they go flying off a cliff, basically. Like, literally off the side of the cliff. It's pretty satisfactory.
Yeah, you're like an 80s police officer from like a TV show or a movie.
Right.
Or
just everybody dies, basically. Right. And of course, these police cars are not just regular police cars. They take all these exotic cars.
Subaru Outbacks,
Hyundais, and everything. And they put police paint on them. And it's really so much fun to drive around a Lamborghini. You know, with that looks like a police car. It's really just such a well done game. Also, the big thing, the big part of the game is Autolog. Autolog is basically a way that you can compare your scores with your friends on people on your friends list, and it's very tightly integrated to the game. So it'll at the end of every race, you see the leaderboard. It'll say you beat. You know, I'm a little disappointed because there's not a lot. It seems like there's not a lot of people that are showing up on my friends list for the races that I've done. It seems like it's me, Crescente, Ben Kuchera from Ars, and I don't know. That seems to be the people who I'm competing with mostly. So if you beat your friend at the end of the race, it'll say you defeated Crescente, or the other way around, of course. And there's a screen.
When does Crescente beat Cheapy?
He often, actually. And you'll also, there's
only
also
in the hair department.
Well, definitely in the hair department. In the there's another screen that'll tell you, and it'll just line up. It'll list all the races that you've been beaten on by your friend, beaten that your friends have beat you in. I can't speak, but you understand what I'm trying to
so,
say.
So wait, your friends beat you off?
Yes.
While you play the game?
Yes. So it's really a lot of fun. It's fun to try, and the races are all pretty short. They can be all, you know, completed in, you know, under 5 minutes, sometimes much shorter. It's just really addictive and fun. And the graphics are great. The sense of speed is awesome. The sound is awesome. Oh, I got my new my Yamaha sound projector, which is a great game to test it out with. It really works, by the way. The surround sound, shooting all over. But Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, definitely go out and buy it. I know we had a comment here from somebody. H. Cornerstone wrote in. He wanted to know if Hot Pursuit suffers from the Burnout Paradise syndrome, which means the real game is 1,000 times more fun than the demo, which was awful. Yes. Do not go buy the demo. The game is great. Go get it. It's so fun. It's amazing. And, you know, what we're playing the game, me and Ty, well, Ty's watching. And, you know, he'll say, okay, now I want you to say, be the police. And I'll do a race that where you're the police. Okay, now be a real car. And I do a race with a real car. It's just, we're having a great time with it. Everybody buy it so we can compete in Autolog.
I'll add it to my list.
You should. It's really good. It's really fun. And, you know, it's the handling is very arcadey, obviously. It's great. It's a lot of fun. Woo.
Didn't you get another game this week?
Yeah, you bought another game. Let's just go to that. NBA Jam. Okay. You've tried that
NBA
out
Jam I bought. I only played one round of NBA Jam.
That's enough to give you a feel for it.
Yeah, it's NBA Jam. And just like the arcade game, like when you haven't played it for a while, you find yourself pushing all the wrong buttons at the wrong time. They tried to implement this. You know how EA Sports does like the, I don't even know what they call it, but they try to map everything to the right analog stick. They tried to do that in this game too.
Don't do that. Yeah.
Right. Don't do that. I'm like, wait a minute. And then, there's a tutorial for the game. And in fact, you have to do the tutorial if you want
to
unlock
it. This is the same thing they did with the Wii motion controls. You had to go through this tutorial and then I just never used them again.
Right. They make you go through the tutorial if you want to unlock the big head mode. So I'm like, all right, I'll go through the tutorial. And in the tutorial, they teach you how to use all the right stick actions for all the things. The regular buttons don't do anything. I'm like, wait a minute. Are they going to really make me use this stick to play the game? But sure enough, once you get out of the tutorial and you get into the game, you can completely ignore the stick.
It makes no sense. Like, why wouldn't... The buttons work fine. There's a shoot button. There's a pass button. There's a turbo button. Like, there's a shove button. It's good.
I'd be surprised if you could be competitive against another human using the stick.
What team did you play as?
I played as the Lakers. I mean, Lakers!
Yeah, there's really
Mavericks.
Only two teams to play as. It's the Lakers or the Heat. Like, those are the two teams you're gonna want to play as.
But not the Knicks.
I went to the Knicks. You know, being from New York, I loaded up the Knicks. I did not hear of. I didn't know any of the guys. Never heard of them.
I live in New York currently. I couldn't tell you anyone on the Knicks.
Patrick Ewing is still in the league.
Yes,
it is. I don't remember if he's in the game or not.
How do you unlock the classic characters?
There's a couple different ways. If you just play through the normal mode, you'll get through to like kind of challenge areas, and you can unlock players that way.
Is it a huge pain in the ass?
No, it's not. It's just playing NBA Jam. You'll unlock everybody. It's not a pain.
Is this the remix mode or the?
No, just play the normal mode to begin with. You can unlock some people in remix mode too, but I don't like remix mode, so I just play the normal.
I haven't tried that. It looks good, and it plays good. It plays like NBA Jam. If that sounds appealing to you, if a 2-on-2 arcade style basketball game sounds appealing to you, then check it out. It does have the 360 and PS3 versions do have online play, I believe, and you can play co-op too. So, you know, four people playing against each other, I guess. I don't know. I haven't tried that yet, so I can't really comment on it.
All right. I know another game that came out this week that Wombat's interested in is that Marvel Superhero Squad, the Infinity Gauntlet game for little kids.
That there's not one review for. Not one. It's still a Marvel game. You'd think that, you know, that THQ would at least try to sell their Marvel game.
There's too many games out there.
There's too many games. You can't get to them
all. I know. And they released it for $40.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a budget title, I guess. That would technically be correct. Although there is DLC available for it already also. So they're supporting it like it's a real game, you know, in the marketplace. There, as there is already DLC, you know, three new characters you could buy. And it's a $40 game, new retail, but they haven't shipped it to any. There's not one review on the internet. I actually reached out to Chris Baker at Marvel. He works on Marvel games. He used to work at, he was a EGM guy back in the day. And I'm like, you know, I asked him, I'm like, have you seen any reviews yet? And he says, nope, not yet.
So, yeah, well, I mean, think about it. Like, look at we just mentioned three games that came out this week that are pretty high profile. And probably
we've mentioned five games that come out. Right. Pretty high profile. Six. Yeah. Harry Potter was on there too.
Yeah.
That's so what I think interns are for. Play this one. Yeah. I can't imagine the game is more than 5 hours long.
Well, we'll see. I'm sure you'll get it, and we'll talk about it.
It's kind of crazy. I'll probably pick it up. Like for a kid's game.
That's what I mean. I mean, there had to be some sort of motivation to make downloadable content. They must have thought at one point, this is a Marvel game. People may want it. And then somewhere along the line, and I played it at, you know, Comic-Con. It wasn't terrible.
Well, I'm sure they wouldn't make the game if they didn't think people would want it.
Well, yeah. Then why'd they make Alan Wake?
Hey.
It's also interesting to me, there's no Spider-Man on the cover, but Loki makes the cover.
Because Spider-Man, I don't think is in the game.
Oh.
I don't think there is a Spider-Man. Because if it's based... Spider-Man's not in the cartoon.
Okay.
Because they can't license Spider-Man, I guess, for that. So he's probably not in the game.
Aha. All right. So we'll hear Wombat's full review on that at some point.
Yeah, probably. You should pick that up. You should
pick up these other games, though, before you pick up that.
Also out this week, that Create game from EA that...
Right.
Nobody has any idea.
Which I've
that
seen twice
either.
Now, and I still have no idea what it is. I've seen it live in person. I still have no idea what it
is. Little Big Planet meets.
Incredible machine type stuff in there or something? Or
I don't know. I saw a demo of it too, and I didn't know really. I lost interest quickly.
Yeah, that might have been it.
All right.
Well,
what else?
See. Maybe you're interested in me reading the 25 Wii games that came out this week.
No.
Nope, but you know what I am interested in? No. Pac-Man.
I bought it.
How is it? I played the demo.
Dude, it's awesome.
Yeah, I know. I played the demo. The demo was awesome.
I played the demo.
Which Pac-Man are we talking about?
Pac-Man Championship Edition DX. It's an Xbox Live Arcade game. Is it on PlayStation also?
No, I think it's an Xbox exclusive.
Okay. It's awesome. It's. I played one round of it in the demo, and I... said, okay, I'm buying this, bought it, and then I had to go, but I said, I'm definitely buying this. I definitely want to like see how I do on the leaderboards and stuff like that. If you played the other Pac-Man Championship Edition, it's just that, but they made it even more crazy. I mean,
it's
really,
that on steroids is what
it's
it is.
On steroids with like a million more options. You can even customize
a billion
like,
ghosts on the screen at once.
A
like,
billion
you know
ghosts on the screen.
Where there's usually dots, it's all ghosts.
You can customize not only a different like you know board layouts you can choose. You can even like choose the colors of the board. You can choose what Pac-Man looks like. They, you know, if you want like a neon looking Pac-Man and Ghost, you can choose that. If you want more of like a 3D looking Pac-Man, it's really well done, I guess. It's amazing how they managed to keep it feeling like Pac-Man, even though. It's yet nothing like Pac-Man, if you know what I mean. One of the biggest new mechanic that they've added to the game is when you get very close to a ghost, to an enemy ghost, the game slows down like the Matrix, at which point you can activate a bomb. And if you activate the bomb, it sends all the ghosts back to the little ghost house, and then they respawn there. And it sounds like, wow, that's a pretty big change for Pac-Man. They've just ruined Pac-Man. But somehow they didn't because they made the game so fast. You know, the game gets faster and faster as you play it that they kind of needed to do something to give Pac-Man more of an advantage. Because otherwise, it's just impossible because it goes so fast. But it just looks awesome. The surround sound in the game is incredible. $10, you should definitely get it. It's really, really well done. It's one of those games that you'll go back to, you know, time and time again, because you know they have like one of those time modes where, you know,
hey, Shipwreck,
5 minutes.
What's up?
Is Chippy still talking?
I think. Don't let him go. Like, this is the first week he's played this many games in a long time. It's exciting.
I know. Okay.
It's like a little kid at Hanukkah or something. I don't know.
Hanukkah. Hanukkah.
I always pronounce it Chanukah.
Anyway, the point is you should buy Pac-Man immediately and then see how you compare with me on the leaderboards. Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's hammer through the rest of these real quick. Okay. Sonic Colors also came out. That's getting some decent reviews for the Wii, I guess. I haven't played that one. There's a new Ghost Recon game. Everybody excited about that?
There is?
For the Wii.
Oh, for the Wii. Okay.
And there's actually another game.
Actually, you want to hear something really funny about that?
Sure.
A friend of mine pre-ordered that because the guy at GameStop told him it was for the Xbox.
Sweet. Well, they have one for the Xbox coming out.
Yeah, but he was told it was coming out this week for the Xbox.
Right.
And then
when he picked up his Call of Duty, the guy goes, "Do you want to reserve Ghost Recon for the Xbox also?"
Sure.
Shady. That's shady.
Right. He probably didn't know.
Yeah. And then I'm going to talk about 9 hours, 9 persons, 9 doors a little later in the Nintendo section, because this section's been going for a while.
Okay. Wow, there are a lot of Wii games. Look at that. You got to scroll. That's how many there are.
I'm sure they're all fantastic. Every single one of them is a top shelf, well thought out, top tier game.
Are we done with the new releases for the most part? I mean, there's a lot
unless you want to talk about Pictionary or Sean Johnson Gymnastics.
What about this Wii game called Reload with all the guns on the cover?
I'm looking at that. I'm like,
it's like gun porn. They
gun
put
porn
that
in the game.
I could tell exactly what happened with that game. Somebody said, we got to make a game that we can throw in Walmart, and we're just going to put like 1,000 guns on the cover. And people who are going in maybe to buy some ammo for their rifle going to see this game and say, hey, Darlene, this game looks like it'll be fun for the kids. Let's get it. How's that? Should I go back to the Indian accent?
Yeah,
oh my, this game looks like so much fun. In my country, we have no guns. But these are so many guns. Okay. Sorry.
Terrible.
I'm sorry. Let's see.
Is the Indian's wife named Darlene also?
No, she is named TikTok.
TikTok?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, okay, just checking.
Are we done with the new releases?
I think we are. I think we're done.
Why is the Indian married to an Eskimo?
Hey, you know who? You don't have to marry
within
your own race.
Don't judge.
Yeah, look at me. I'm a shining example. Literally, my head is shining.
Okay,
you know my head gets so oily that if you take the pillowcases off my wife's pillow and my pillow, the pillow is actually a different color. It goes through the pillowcase, and my pillow is yellow.
That's gross. Why don't you tell me how to win everything on Black Friday? That was okay. Another great segue.
Stop it. Stop it. They told you to stop it. Why won't you stop it?
It's like telling a kid not to touch anything.
Oh, when we set up that new TV, I had a big sit down with Ty. And I said, look, you like this big TV? It's for looking, not for touching. And I just repeated it over and over again for like 5 minutes. And if he ever gets close to him, you know, like they have those car alarms that yell at you when you get close, like Viper. Protected by Viper. Stand back. That's probably from 15 years ago.
So. I was going to say.
So nobody was born who's listening to the show. But so that's me. When Ty gets too close to the TV, I scream at him. I make him cry so he doesn't do it again. You may think that's cruel, but that's how we get things done in the grown-up world.
Well, considering that most of the people listen to my daughter cry for the first half of this show.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so CAG news and stuff, as Wombat mentioned, we are giving away everything during Black Friday. We have a big Black Friday Bonanza contest. Just go to the contest page on CAG, look for it in the nav bar, and you'll see we are giving away every console and handheld to one lucky winner, plus an iPad and a $500 gift card so you can buy games. Big prize, big prizes. And yeah, so just get in there and do it. Also, we have two fundraisers going for Child's Play. The first is our usual raffle that we do every year. Last year, we raised over $42,000. And the grand prize for the raffle is the same thing that is the grand prize for the Black Friday Bonanza, another Win Everything bundle. Other good prizes like a $500 Play Asia gift card. And of course, the CAGs are putting up a ton of prizes as well. So for every $5 you donate, you get an entry into the raffle. It's right on the front page right now. I will need to put it somewhere more permanent so people can see it throughout the holiday season. And we are doing another fundraiser for Child's Play, where if you follow our Twitter account at Video Game Deals, I will donate 25 cents to Child's Play for every new follower that we get. And we even have like this whole leaderboard system where you can see how many people you've referred. And I got to give a big shout out to Destin from Screw Attack, who mentioned it on Hard News and posted a link. And he's raised over $42 already, which is what, like 160 followers. So go Destin. Definitely. I don't know how to say his last name, but his Twitter is Destin, LAGARIE, if you want to give him some Twitter love right back. And that's what's going on pretty much for the CAG news and stuff. You know, we got Black Friday coming up. We're going to do the Black Friday show somehow. There'll be details about that. And how about a word from GoDaddy? Our friends at GoDaddy.com, who will give us some nice coupon codes for your web hosting and domain registration needs. 10% off any order, CAG 10, $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations, CAG domain. It's GoDaddy.com. Do it. All right, Wombat. Let's move to your section, your time to shine, multi-platforming, Wombat's news and stuff.
Yeah, this is something Shipwreck and I actually talked about this morning. On Live has a console.
Yes.
The micro console. It exists. People have it. It's going to be in stores the first week of December. And it's going to cost $100, and it comes with a funky controller, and it's On Live.
And it comes with a $50 gift credit, right?
To buy a game.
To buy a game.
And there's also a flat rate monthly plan to pay to play some back catalog games and indie titles.
That's not what's up. Not currently. That's something they're going to do in the future, they say.
Oh, they're going
to before the end of the year.
Yeah.
So soonish, shortly after release, I guess.
They're really going to need to bump up the catalog for that to be worth it.
Have you checked it out recently?
Yeah, I go on there every week or so just to see what's on the service. There's about, I think, 30 to 35 games on there right now, which really isn't a ton, especially not if you're going to be paying $10 a month to access them. You're going to burn through that pretty quickly. But I don't know. I mean, I kind of like the OnLive service, but at the same time, it's kind of difficult to see who this micro console is positioned at, because you're not going to get the same quality that you get on your PS3 or your 360. And you're not going to get the same quality you're going to get on your PC. So I'm not quite sure what the market is for this thing.
Well, I read the review on Joystick, and the guy seemed to love it. He said the graphics were great.
Did you see the connection that he tested it on?
I did. You told me.
A 68 megabit connection is what he tested it on.
Well, that sounds like that's what his download speed is.
Right.
I'm assuming that's actually what he's pulling, because he would have said he had 100 megabit. I mean, no one offers a 68 megabit, you know, they don't market it as a 68 megabit connection. So that must be actually what he's pulling, which is, that would put him, I would imagine in the world, I would say that's top 99 percentile.
I was going to say, just to see, to put it in comparison, I'm going to test mine right now.
Well, it's not going to work very well with...
with us recording a show?
With doing Skype. But I can probably guess what yours is. I'm going to guess yours is like 15. But I know...
It's more like 21.
Okay, well, that's close enough. I mean, I know that when I go on speed test in Japan, and it says that I... And I basically, that's what I... on a good day, I can pull that. I could pull like, you know, 65 megabits, but I can usually go up and down 65 megabits. And it used to tell you what percentile you were in the world. And it was like 99.7%, you know, it was faster than 99.7% of the world. So yeah, they should have somebody try this out who has like a more human.
Like me. Like,
yeah, like
the,
you.
The 2 megabit connection or whatever that I have.
Right.
Which is pretty common. I'm, I mean, that's, I, yeah, that's what right Roadrunner is.
I'm at a 21.
That's pretty good.
Optimum. Yeah, yeah.
And I can get OnLive to work fine. Like, it works okay on my connection, but it's not going to look good on my big screen TV.
Right. I tried it in Japan and it wouldn't work. It said too much latency.
Oh, yeah, because it's to their servers.
Yep. It did. It, there was no region lock. It just said the latency was too high. So I don't know. It's interesting. I guess if you have a super fast connection like the dude on Joystick, Randy, then this sounds like pretty good deal. I mean,
kind of thing to hook up. Like,
you know, $100 just for the hardware is a good deal. You know who could be good for? Like a college student living in the dorms where you have crazy fast internet if it's one of those modern internet dorms. And you don't want to lug your console to school with you with all your games. You just want to get something and keep it in your room. Mm-hmm. Then it makes sense. I mean, that's a really niche market, but it is a market that exists. But that's
I'm curious to see how it does. It seems certainly neat. The technology seems neat. I like all the stuff they do with like the video clips you can record and how you can just like, you know, watch your friends playing games. And I've seen a demo of it, but.
Oh no, it's a cool service. No, I'm definitely down with the service. It's just the catalog of games and the price of games has to come, like the price has to come down and the catalog has to increase dramatically for me to,
right.
Like I have a press account, so I get all the games no charge and I'm still skeptical about it.
Right.
Like paying $50 for a game on OnLive that you don't really own
it.
I mean, you're just playing on their service. So, I don't know. I'd like to try it.
What if they did like a monthly fee where you got everything that was on the service? Maybe, let's say, $15 a month.
It's got to have a bigger catalog.
Even still. Okay. Well, that's OnLive. What else we got, Wombat?
Do we want to talk about Call of Duty at all, or are we...
We can find one.
Sure.
I mean, what do you want to say? Sure.
I was like, no, just because it's all I've played this week.
Oh, okay.
I got it on Monday, and I played Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, today and tonight being Thursday. So I'm probably about a little over four hours in. I know, Shipwreck, you finished the single player today.
I did.
Yes.
It's probably about 6.5 hours long, I would guess. Somewhere in that
range.
Yeah,
I think I have about 5 missions left, although I'm probably in the middle of one of those 5.
Yeah, some of the later missions go by really quick.
So I'm probably close to the end. I like it. I don't know why, but you know, I don't know if it's just me or, but I feel like the internet wants me to feel bad for liking Call of Duty. Is that?
I don't know. Is that true? I don't think so.
I don't know. It's like every time I read something like, oh, a little Call of Duty and people, and then all the comments like, people who play Call of Duty are stupid.
Well, it's such a huge success.
I know.
In terms
why?
Of sales. People want to. Knock it down a peg, I guess.
I guess. I don't know. I don't understand that.
How do you feel the single player compares to the last one?
So far, I like it actually a lot more than the last one as far as single player goes. Maybe it's the cohesiveness
of the story.
The story.
I mean, like you can actually understand what's happening.
You know what it is also? And I know Shipwreck didn't really agree with me, and who knows, maybe this will change by the end of the game as I haven't finished it yet. But I like the main character in this one. I think there's a cohesion with this is who you're following. This is your main character. Even though it deviates from playing as that person, it's still tied to that person.
I see.
And I kind of like the character. I like him as a character. And I want to play as that guy.
He's fine.
And I... See, yeah, well, that's how you feel. I'm just saying, I like him as a character, and I...
Do you love him? Do you want to marry him?
I do, I want to marry him. But I think that's something that, for me, has always been lacking in the Call of Duty game. You know, who was the protagonist in Call of Duty 2? Who did you play as? Who was the main character?
You played as several different people.
Name me two of them.
Ramirez and Johnson.
You made those up.
Maybe I did. You don't know. Prove it.
They made them up, too. It's fine.
Right. One of the guys dies.
Is that two or is that four?
It's what? Pretty much all of them, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows?
See?
I can't even remember. Exactly. Which is the one with the airport where you're killing all the innocent people.
In that was Modern Warfare 2.
That's two, Warfare right. Two.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I was talking about Call of Duty 2.
Oh, stop it.
I'm just saying.
All right, so you like the single player.
McTavish. He's in one of them.
McTavish. He's in all of them. That's the first one.
No, that's the last one also.
Okay, who cares? So, did you play multiplayer at all?
I haven't played multiplayer. I did play a little bit of the zombie mode.
Oh, I haven't even tried that yet.
It's cute. It's fun.
It's the same
and
as
I played,
the first one.
And I played DOA mode.
I don't even know what that is.
Have you gotten out of the chair yet in the menu screen?
Yes.
Okay. If you go to the computer and you type in DOA, it'll take you to a twin stick shooter arcade game.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I played that, and that was kind of neat.
Did you play as JFK, or you have to finish the game?
No, you have to finish the game for that. But they pack a lot into that little game, so...
Oh, cool.
I mean, not that it's that little. It's the best-selling game of all time.
Right. I've played nonsense. Mostly the multiplayer. I've played maybe an hour and a half of the single player and spent most of the time playing multiplayer, which it's a very competitive game, and it's... I don't even know how I managed to keep coming back to it because I never do very well.
You told me not to bother.
Told you not to bother.
That's what, I'm never going to bother with the multiplayer, I don't think.
I mean, do you want just... I mean, how do you feel about seeing yourself listed last in the score page every time?
There's part of me that will play it just to say I played it, but yeah.
Try it out.
But I am enjoying the single player.
It's just really hard.
I know. That's kind of a bummer. I mean, at least it has the online multiplayer of the zombie co-op dealy, but still.
Did you try Battlefield yet? I know you bought that.
It hasn't shown up yet. It's on its way. I have Battlefield.
You like that much better.
Well, we could play that together.
Yeah. It's just, it's slower and people are not crazy who play it.
So I have that coming and I have, I got Medal of Honor here now too. So I'm going to go from Call of Duty to Medal of Honor to Bad Company.
Excellent. All right. What else we got?
We got some sales figures. NPD came out, and we also have numbers for Tony Hawk Shred.
Yeah, it got shredded.
It did. It's pretty sad. I mean, not to make fun of... hey, if you like Tony Hawk Shred, more power to you. But it sold, 6,000
I don't think
copies?
Any of the 3,000 people that bought it listen to our 3,000. Show. It's a very low figure.
Right. There's more people listening to the show than bought Tony Hawk.
That's
by a
crazy.
Lot.
That's really crazy when you think
by
about
a
that
lot.
Way. Wow, we should charge,
there's more people following you on Twitter, Wombat, than bought Tony Hawk.
Almost twice as many.
Yeah.
More than twice.
You should come out with your own game, and then you could write on the box, you could, you know, like after the game comes out, you can publicize the fact that you beat Tony Hawk.
I bet
I'm sure we could get 6,000 people to buy your game.
I think so. DJ Hero 2 has only sold 59,000 copies.
That stinks there, because that's a really good game.
Yeah.
But do people want it?
No, obviously they don't.
And I think that's, you know, again, it's, you know, we could, it's one of those conversations about, you know, want versus, you know, have we reached a point in this industry where just because a game is good doesn't necessarily mean it should be made?
Well, I'd like to be the judge. I wish they'd just put it out and then I can judge that.
Yeah, it just seems a lot of good games just aren't selling well. I know Enslaved didn't sell well, and I know
that was a foregone conclusion. I could have, as soon as they presented that, if I was like a producer, a publisher.
So that's exactly my point. I probably would have said the same thing the first time I saw it. And not that either one of us have played it to say whether or not it's good or bad, but general consensus
is that it's a
great
game. I can say that. I've played it. I looked at the box art. I saw the premise. I said, this is going to suck, and then I played it, and I loved it.
But... and yet it, you know, it's going to, who made it? Who was it, Namco? Or?
That is a Namco game, yes. Namco Bandai. Yes. I don't remember. It was Ninja Theory is the developer.
Are they going to lose money having made this game?
Yes, probably.
So should it have never been made?
Are you talking on a business standpoint?
Honestly, yes, from a business standpoint.
Probably not from a business standpoint.
Is there a way that this
gaming standpoint it should definitely be made?
Is there a way to make a game like this and somehow make money when, as Cheapy said, as soon as he saw it, he knew this game was going to lose money. He can't be the only person who thought that way. There must have been people at Namco who saw this game and said, it's a good game, but no one's going to buy this. Or did that just not happen?
Trust me, they don't greenlight games for the good of the art. You know, they think they're going to make money on them.
Activision couldn't have thought they were going to make money on Tony Hawk's Shred.
No way.
I'm sure they did. Maybe it only cost them like 10 grand to make the game.
Did they have a lot of these boards just laying around from the first game and they just had to put them in a new SKU and stick them out there?
Like, I didn't even know that it used the board.
Yeah, this uses the same board.
Is it the same game, basically?
I think now there's snowboarding.
I don't know. I'm not one of the 3,000.
The cold 3,000.
Right. All right. Let's move on.
Yep.
What about the rest of the MPD stuff? October MPD.
Yeah,
numbers.
Some games sold a lot of copies. NBA 2K11 was the best selling game, but I don't know how many copies that sold.
Because they don't tell us anymore.
They don't tell us anymore. But we know that Fallout sold about 680,000 units.
Oh, wow.
That I believe is across all three. Oh, no, that's just for the Xbox. So it did more than that because it doesn't have the PS3 or PC numbers. So it's probably closer to 1 million, I would assume.
I see.
Or more.
And Fable sold 580,000, and yes. It finished fourth.
Yep. And Halo Reach, which was sixth, sold 315. So we know that The Force Unleashed sold somewhere between 580 and 315,000 copies. But everyone who worked on it was fired, and they're not making a third one.
And they made it on five different platforms. Okay, let's see. What else we got?
What else do we got? We have... we already talked about Tony Hawk. How about the fact that Bazaar is going away? How do we feel about that?
I haven't read this latest update. It's now a done deal?
As far as they... I believe they are laying off most people. That's Budcat. Bazaar Creations. Over the past 3 years since our purchase of Bazaar Creations, the fundamentals of the racing genre have changed significantly. Although we made a substantial investment in creating a new IP, Blur, it did not find a commercial audience. Bazaar is very talented, but because of broader economic factors impacting the market, we're exploring our options regarding the future of the studio, including a potential sell of the business.
Okay, so they haven't... We don't know what's really happening. It's not looking good, though.
No.
It's tough with them because they're competent developers.
Yeah,
they put out good products, but it's not... The only product that's stood out, I would say, is Geometry Wars.
Yeah, Geometry Wars 2 is still probably the best game on the Xbox Live Arcade. I stand
by
that.
Wait till you play new Pac-Man.
Yeah, I mean, Blur, PGR, the Bloodstone, the James Bond game.
The Club.
All of those they're fine.
The rumor was that Microsoft is going to buy them and they're going to make more PGR games.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's looking for that, though? Is anyone really missing Project Gotham at this point?
Well, who do you think is worth more money? Let's throw this one out there. Who do you think is more valuable, Bizarre or Harmonix?
Harmonix.
Bizarre? I think there's plenty of... Like, if you give them a game, they're going to make a good game, whether it's a racing game or a third-person game. Like, they have more... like diverse talent there than what's at Harmonix.
Now let's say if you buy Harmonix, you get, you know, these are all obviously hypothetical. You get all of their IPs. So you get Rock Band and Dance Central. And if you buy Bizarre, let's say they own all their IPs, which we don't know, but you get Geometry Wars.
They don't own any of their IPs, I don't think. They must own Geometry Wars.
I think they own Geometry Wars. So you get Geometry Wars.
I'll take Harmonix.
Would you take Harmonix and Rock Band over Bizarre and Geometry Wars?
Yeah. Maybe they need to figure out a way how to get Rock Band to make money again, but I think it can be done.
I would say, if anything, I would think the asking price for Bizarre has to be half of what the asking price would be for Harmonix, though, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's say I was the genie and I have $100 million. This is my genie funds. and I give you two options. You could either buy Bazaar for $50 million and pocket $50 million, or buy Rock Band for $100 million. What do you buy?
I'm buying $100 million worth of weed.
No, you only get the two options. You're ruining the whole hypothetical.
I don't like this game. You're ruining the game. Let's make Shipwreck play it. Shipwreck, you play the game. I'm getting tired.
So what do you buy, Shipwreck?
I buy Bazaar and then, I don't know.
A Subaru Outback.
Yeah, a Subaru Outback. A lot of Subaru Outbacks.
So many.
You make Bazaar make Subaru
and Outback steakhouses, too.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, let's move on.
Fine. You're no fun.
I don't know the answer. It's a silly game.
Of course it was silly.
All right, move on. Sony. First pictures of the PSP2 have surfaced. It was posted on VG247. It's supposed to be pictures of a PSP2 developer's kit, and you can see the twin thumbsticks.
Why does it look like the picture comes from like an X-ray machine at the airport?
That is a good question.
It's just the picture quality is so lousy. Oh, wow. I can't believe someone went back to 1964 and took a picture of the PSP2.
It looks like they photocopied it with a black and white copying machine.
Yeah, I don't understand what the point is of a crappy. It's like, it looks like someone took a PSP Go and just took a crappy picture of it and said, here's the PSP2.
Yeah, I mean, really, how do you even find a camera that bad?
That's why I'm not saying that it's fake, but I just don't buy it.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, I don't buy it for that reason alone.
I mean, it looks like the Game Boy camera.
Yeah.
It's just how do you get a black and white grainy camera? Like, what cell phone comes with that? Cell phone has a better camera.
Yes, my cell phone does have a better camera. It's like that guy who took the picture of Jack Ruby shooting Lee Harvey Oswald. It's that quality of picture.
Right. And that was a long time ago.
Yes. I like the part of the picture that it's got like little diagrams. It shows the twin thumbsticks. And then the other one just says microphone and has an arrow pointing to something.
A splotch.
Yeah, it's just like black.
Right.
And look, you can see where they planted the flag on the moon in the top corner.
Right. Oh, there's more pictures I see here. Here's the, on the back, if you click through here, there's the rear trackpad on the back and a sticker. That picture is even more grainy. You know what it looks like? It looks like if you, if you went to summer camp, you could make a camera out of a cardboard box with a pinhole. Looks like they use that. All right.
A camera let's obscura.
Let's move on. What do we got, Wombat?
They're adding Vudu movie service to the PlayStation 3. Huh? Huh? Oh,
that's like one of those, you can just like rent a movie from there? Is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
It's not going to work in the here, so I don't care.
No, it won't work for you, but it'll work for other people. And if you're interested in renting HD movies for $6, there you go.
Right. Huh. And what else? Oh, and let's see. Lastly, of Sony, Michael Pachter spoke out regarding the PlayStation Move, and he said that the Move has only sold 400,000 units since launch, and that it's quote well below expectations in its first month.
It's definitely been a weird. What is after E3? It's with Sony. Although Gran Turismo comes out next week.
Yeah, I'm That's not that excited though, like, for it.
They pushed it back, and then so the marketing's all messed up on it now. Like,
how do you mean?
You would just think you would be seeing Gran Turismo everywhere, like if it was coming out next week. Or it's next week, right?
Yeah,
24th, right?
24th, yeah.
Yeah, it's less than a week away, and you would just think if this was when they wanted to release it,
I've seen more commercials for Blur when that was about to come out than I've seen for Gran Turismo.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's just very odd. Like,
are any of you guys interested in it? Would you buy it?
Me, no. Shipwreck, probably.
Probably. I mean, I'll play it for a little while. I'm not going to stick with it. Just I know that already. Just because it's so long.
Yeah, I don't know. I used to love Gran Turismo, but I don't know.
You have Cops and Robbers now.
Exactly. I got Cops and Robbers. Why would I play Gran Turismo?
Because you're an asshole?
I don't know. I'm not an asshole. That's why I don't want to play it.
No, play Cops and Robbers. It's probably more fun.
Shit, it's so much fun. We got roadblocks. You know, I didn't even mention
Gran Turismo that. For being late.
You get weapons. I didn't even mention the weapons that you get in Need for Speed. You can shoot EMPs and drop spike strips and call in helicopters. Shit is hot.
Can the helicopters drop spike strips?
Yes, that's exactly what they do.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's really cool. If you ever played the arcade game Chase HQ?
Sure.
It's like that.
It's there's some of the modes.
Can someone else play as the gun guy?
No, that's not Chase HQ. Maybe the sequel. That was the sequel, I think, right?
I don't know. Which game is the one where one player plays as the driver and the other person plays as a shooter?
No, I forgot.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I don't know. Shipwreck, the chases are
you're
cool.
You're supposed to answer these questions.
I don't remember that one.
All right. Yeah, you should be Googling. Somebody should be Googling.
I am. I'm Googling right now. I'm trying to find it.
Anyway, so while the Move sold well below expectations, according to Pachter, Microsoft Kinect is supposed to run out of stock this week. And one of the executives at Microsoft, could be just blowing smoke out of his ass, but he said, if you want it in time for Christmas, you better pre-order by the end of this week.
Yeah, that's blowing smoke.
Yeah, I said
unless it comes from the retailers saying we've run out of our stock.
Right.
Then I don't buy it.
Do you see a lot of them?
Stop falling for that. I haven't really been to a store in a while. I was in Toys R Us on Saturday, but I didn't go to the video game section. I was just buying presents for Sabrina. Sabrina doesn't know this yet, but there's a room in this house that has nothing in it but presents for her.
There's a present room?
The guest room. The door's closed all the time. But if she were to actually walk around to the other side of the bed in there, it's just a big pile of wrapped presents.
That's awesome. I love a present room.
It's a present room. 8 presents.
All right.
For Hanukkah.
Right, I got it.
But I think, getting back to before, it is the sequel to Chase HQ, by the way.
Special Thank you. I knew it. I called it.
Yeah.
And what was it called? I'm sorry. What was it called?
Special Criminal Investigation.
That was good, too.
Yeah. And then it was also in Super Chase Criminal Termination, I believe, as well.
That just rolls off the tongue.
Right. Kinect's selling well, though, I think.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I know. It definitely sold over 1 million. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the PR speak of, buy it now before it's gone before Christmas.
Right, right. Who knows?
That's just true. Bullshit and, stop falling for it.
We'll see. Go buy one.
I don't know. I don't think it entirely
is. I think you should just buy Bizarre and call it a day.
Yeah. That's Wombat's new joke. Every time some studio is up for sale, he has to tweet that I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, because you know why? It's funny every time.
Is it? Really?
Shipwreck, is it funny every time?
Not every time.
Every other time.
Yeah. But what I was saying was I think they're probably limiting the Kinect standalone limits somewhat because they want people to buy the bundles with the 360 and the Kinect.
Aha.
I see those on shelves. I don't see the Kinect just by itself very often.
Gotcha. Okay. What else? Well, I don't have anything else for Microsoft.
Okay. Well, I can talk about Nintendo then.
Okay.
Since I'm the only one that plays those consoles at all.
So. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've been playing 9 hours, 9 persons, 9 doors, also known as 999 on the DS.
Yep.
Do you guys know anything about this game?
Nope.
It's an adventure game on the DS?
It is an adventure game. It is a game where you are trapped with 9 other people on a sinking ship, and you're put there. Have you ever seen the movie The Cube?
I'm familiar with it.
Okay. Similar type premise where some kind of madman has hand-selected all these people that don't really know each other or know how they're related. I'm guessing they're all going to be related by the time I get to the end somehow, linked together somehow. And you have to look around the environments and gather clues to get out of rooms. So it's interesting. It's none of the stuff you pick up is worthless. Like everything you pick up has a purpose to it, and you can combine the objects and just interact with the other people. And it's got a very well done script, and it's interesting. I like it a lot. I'm about probably 2 or 3 hours into it now, but it surprises me about how well done it is.
Is it similar to a Hotel Dusk?
It definitely has some of that vibe to it. But
in terms of the gameplay, though, I mean, and how you move about through the game.
Somewhat. I didn't play all that much of Hotel Dusk. I only got a few hours into that, but I can see it being compared to that a little bit. It's very much about escaping from these rooms. So you get locked in a room, and you have to figure out how to get yourself out of that room.
There's 9 rooms?
No, I think there's 16 rooms.
Oh. How come there's only 9 doors?
I think there's 16 puzzles. There might be 9 rooms.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, well, sounds very interesting.
Yeah, yeah, it's worth checking out.
Cool.
I think there's a demo, or at least there was a demo, too, that you could download and put on your DS.
Excellent, excellent. All right, let's, well, you know, I downloaded this Rage for the iPhone, but I haven't played it yet.
I played it.
How is it?
It's surprisingly good.
Oh, wow, like, okay.
I had to play, there's 2 different versions of it. There's the HD version, which plays on the newer iPhones and the iPad, and that one's $2. And then there's the crappy version, which plays on the crappy iPhone, which is what I have.
You have the crappy version?
Well, yeah, it's the SD version. It's only $1, though. And it still looks really nice. It just chugs a little bit on my phone.
I see.
But, I mean, these are just some of the best graphics I've seen on the iPhone. It rivals what, like, it probably looks better than anything I've seen on the PSP.
Wow. So it's an on-rails shooter? You just, like, touch the screen to shoot?
You touch the bottom right-hand corner is the fire button. Like, the 4 corners of the screen are basically where you touch. So the bottom right corner is fire. The bottom left corner gives you a move that you can dodge out of the way, left or right.
Okay.
So, like, enemies will, like, throw stuff at you or try to stab you. You aim by tilting the phone.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, and so the top corner is like reload, the top right corner is reload, and the top left corner switches your weapons. And
it's $2 for the HD version.
For $2, it's amazingly good.
Wow, all right. Who needs to even do a review? It's only $2, just buy it.
Right, exactly. Definitely check it out.
That's the review.
It's
$2. Okay. What's your problem, jerk?
Let's move on to the tweets and the Kagabat. I actually have a lunch appointment today, so I have to keep things moving.
Is it Jon Snow?
So it's not Jon Snow.
Is it Michael McDonald from the Doobie Brothers?
Yes.
Nice.
It's, let's see. Okay, John Man says, I need some advice from Cheapy, Baldy to Baldy. I've decided that my hairline is receded enough that it's time to start shaving my head. That's right, full-on chrome dome. Cheapy is the highest profile slaphead. I never heard that term before.
I'm calling you slaphead now. Wait,
he's the highest profile.
Wait until the next time you say hi to me and I get to respond back. What's going on, slaphead?
Cheapy is the highest profile slaphead that I can directly ask for tips on shaving your own head. I've installed a fog-free mirror in my shower so I can use that with a razor while I'm showering. I'm still missing bits on my back here and there. Or on the back, not on his back. Any tips for the noob cranium carver? I use an electric razor on my head. I like to have a little bit of stubble there. So I do not use, and I'm afraid to use a regular blade on my head. What I use these days, Remington makes a device that's designed to go on your head. I think it's supposed to just give you like a haircut. But what you do is you take the guide off it. It has a plastic guide on it that you can adjust for how long you want your hair to be. So I just take the entire guide off, and that if you use that, it'll just get you down to just a little bit of stubble, and you can't mess it up because you're not going to cut your head. You don't even need a mirror. You just do it. I stand in the shower. I do it, you know, with the shower off so the hair goes on the floor, and it takes like 5 minutes and I'm done. No problem. So there you go. I recommend the Remington. I don't know what it's called, but it has like a curve to it.
Also, John Mann, you might want to start double bagging your pillows because...
Right, get ready. Or maybe wash your head once in a while.
Yeah.
And by the way, I do recommend anybody who's sort of losing their hair and they're really getting worried about it and they're thinking about doing the, what is that called? Propecia or... What's the other one? Rogaine?
Rogaine.
Yeah, I tried both of those, and it was just, it's so much work. And you know what? I just said, fuck it.
Shave it all off.
Shave that shit off. I'm putting these chemicals on my hair.
I mean, this isn't a problem that Shipwreck and I have. We both have luxurious manes of man hair.
Right, well, So yeah, Propecia, you know, if it makes your boner less bony, you don't want to mess with that. So just go with the razor.
You tell him, Slabhead.
What that boner bony.
Right, you got to have a bony boner. Thorbon 3 writes in, he says, with Xbox's Trixie leaving Microsoft, how much longer do you think Major Nielsen will be around? It's Nelson, Thorbon, not Nielsen. I didn't even know that Trixie was leaving.
Me neither, until you told me today.
Yeah, and then I looked it up, and yeah, she is. She's going to work for Edelman, who used to be Microsoft's PR company. I don't know if they still are.
Well, they're still huge.
Yeah.
They're a huge company, yeah.
And they do still handle a lot for Microsoft. So, I mean, I don't know. Okay. Maybe more lateral in a sense than one might think.
I read her blog post. I Googled it, and then I found her blog, and I read her blog post about it, and it was very interesting. She was concerned that most people in PR are very attractive, physically attractive, and she was basically saying, she said she called herself Microsoft hot. Which apparently is not very hot compared to the real world, I guess. And she was very concerned about working with these people, which I thought was really quite, you know, open to something to put on your blog like that. I mean, I was pretty impressed. But to answer your question, Thorbon, I don't think Major Nelson is going to leave. I mean, I don't think like I mentioned before, I don't think he'll ever be fired. He just has so much influence on Twitter.
It depends. We'll see what happens when the Xbox 360 is done.
What do you mean, done?
When they move on to the next...
Transitioning to the next console.
Why would they get rid of Major Nelson?
They may feel as though they want to rebrand the whole... You know,
I'm telling you, his Twitter power and podcast power is so strong, they will never fire him.
Could they at least give him a nap?
He's traveling around a lot. But I mean, I don't see him ever being fired. I think he would be the last person to be fired. Microsoft, including all executives and everything. I mean, you're gonna fire the guy that has 170,000 Twitter followers and one of the top gaming podcasts out there. And
if they just replace him with another, you know, Major Nelson 2,
would he have as many followers?
Yeah, would people just
I don't
say,
know?
Oh, and there's the new guy.
Maybe. Yeah. You know what? There's one question: how big are her tits?
Exactly.
If she had big tits, then definitely. She had 200,000 followers. Oh, shit. Let's see. What else we got? We read that one. Kube 00 wanted to know the name of the headphones. Cube. Oh, Cube 00 said, I bought new headphones on CADcast 218. What were they called? Turtle Beach X41s. We all have those, right?
Yeah, I have.
Yes.
Yes. So we all have them and we all like them. We all give them the thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, okay. For the most part. Sometimes you'll get some crackling from interference.
Yeah, I find that the positioning of the transmitting station really matters. It says that it doesn't.
No, it because definitely does.
It definitely does. It says that it's RF-based and it doesn't matter. It definitely matters. You know what? I'd love to read more, but I got to go. So a little bit of a short show next week. Next week... I'm not sure if we're doing a regular show or just a live show. Maybe we'll do a short regular show, too. We'll see how it goes. But I do want everybody to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/gbd/wombat/wombat5277/shipwreck. And review us on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes.
What about my other show?
What's your other show? Oh, Wombat does a show on Ustream TV, ustream.tv, every Sunday night. What time?
We'll say around 8:30, between 8:30 and 9.
Yeah, just follow Wombat on Twitter, Wombat5277, and he will tweet you when he's about to go live, and he answers your questions and shows you his belly and all kinds of fun stuff.
I've done two episodes so far. You give a quick review. Get people
It's Wombat reading a chat window for an hour.
That's right. People like that.
People seem to like it. Hey, if you want to see what's going on in the world of Wombat, this is the way to do it. There's no other way to do it.
Nope. Not this show. That's for sure.
Maybe next week he'll have something, maybe something more structured even.
I doubt that, but you know.
I doubt it too.
It's worth a shot.
It's worth a shot. Just tune in. You'll see. Maybe he won't even be wearing pants. You never know.
Oh, I haven't worn pants for the other two.
All right. On that note, let us say goodbye. See you soon, hopefully.
Bye.
Bread's done.
Sing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Old MacDonald had a farm.
It's working.
It is working. But, and on his farm he had a
cow.
E-I-E-I-O. With a
moo-moo here. And a moo-moo here.
Here a moo, there a moo. Everywhere a moo-moo. Old MacDonald had a farm.
E-I-E-I-O.
Yay!